All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Getting sent for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Briarcliff. Had some problems with one of the goals in between games here. They had to do a little work on one of the baskets. So we're still about 15 minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight. Had to make some emergency repairs in between games here tonight. So teams are still out on the floor going through their pregame routine here. Yeah, we're still about to 15 minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game between the Chargers and the Broncos here tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 10 wins, 2 losses on the season. Hastings sitting at 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, winning that exciting game on this Saturday over Concordia, 70-68. Phil Sistro hitting a three-point field goal with about 7 seconds to play in the game. And then Grady Corrigan coming down the other end and blocking a field goal attempt at the buzzer. And Hastings able to beat Concordia. First time in 13 games that we were able to do that. That was on Saturday afternoon here at Lynn Farrell Arena, 70-68. Briarcliff coming in. They've got a mark of 6-5. They are 2-4 in the conference. It's not flashy, but they play to some of the conference's top teams here. We'll see what they can do against Hastings here tonight. They're coming off of a 5-point win over Midland the other day, winning by a score of 75-70. Only other men's game going on tonight is going to be in Seward, as Doan will play at Concordia tonight. All the other games were postponed by some bad travel conditions tonight. Morningside was supposed to play at Jamestown, Dakota Wesleyan at Northwestern, and Dort at Mount Marty. All of those games have been postponed due to bad travel conditions. We'll try to make those up later on in the season. Over on the women's side, only two games were played tonight. It was Hastings losing to Briarcliff, 83-71. And it was Concordia coming back to beat Doan tonight by a score of 72-55. So the men's game coming up next. Broncos right now in a four-way tie for second place in the conference. You've got Morningside out on top right now, right before the Christmas break. They are sitting at 5-2. In the G-Pack, they are 9-3 overall. Then you've got Dort, Hastings, Jamestown, and Doan all tied for second place in the conference right now. At 4 wins and 2 losses, Dort is 11-2 overall. Hastings is at 10-2. Jamestown is at 10-2. And Doan is sitting at 7-5, but they're all tied for second place in the conference at 4-2. Down there in ninth place, you've got Briarcliff. They are 2-4. And 6-5 on the season. So Hastings and Briarcliff, after the Hastings College women lost to the Chargers in the first game by the score of 83-71. Take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on ESPN. Again, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Can't get off to a kind of a late start for the men's game here tonight. Had to do some repairs on one of the baskets here in the arena in between games. We've got that corrected, and we're heading to a tip-off in about 10 minutes from right now here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, on Saturday, we've got high school basketball here in the arena. In fact, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic will be held here at Lynn Farrell Arena. 7 boys basketball games on Saturday. The schedule looks like this. Kearney Catholic will play Sandy Creek at 10 in the morning. At 11:40, it'll be Minden playing Donovan Trumbull. At 1:20, Kearney will take on Elkhorn North. At 3 o'clock, it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic against Shelton. At 4:40 on Saturday, Hastings High will play Sydney. At 6:20, it'll be St. Cecilia at Osceola. And at 8 o'clock, Adams Central will play Amherst you keep your fingers crossed and hope they run on schedule. It could be a late night there, but seven high school basketball games scheduled on Saturday here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. And we'll have all seven games for you on this Saturday here on ESPN Radio. So they'll get started at 10 o'clock with Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek, and it will end with Adams Central and Amherst at 8 o'clock on Saturday, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. So taking a closer look at this ball game here as we sneak closer to game time, the Broncos again 10-2 on the season. Hastings 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, our two losses. But we went up on the road trip to Jamestown and to Mitchell, lost to both the Jimmies and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Since then, we've won two games in a row, winning over Midland, and we won the other day over Concordia. So the Broncos are sitting at 10-2 on the season, 4-2 in the conference. Hastings is hitting 77% of their, actually they're scoring 77 points per ball game, averaging 77 points per game. They're giving up 71.3 on the defensive end. They are hitting 49% of their field goal tries this year, 38% from three-point territory, and 71% from the foul line. Broncos out rebounding their opponents 35-30. Hastings averaging about 12 turnovers per ball game, forcing 11 on the defensive end. Briar Cliff 6-5 on the season. They are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Chargers averaging 72.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 73.9 on the defensive end. Chargers are hitting 44% of their field goal tries this year, 32% from three-point territory, and 66% from the foul line. Broncos out rebounding their opponents 37-36. Rather, the Chargers are out rebounding their opponents 37-36. And their turnovers look like this. Briar Cliff averages 12 on the offensive end. They force 15 on the defensive end. So that's what you got here for the totals as we get ready to go. Leading scorers for Briar Cliff, this is going to be a senior-laden bunch. In fact, these guys have been around for a while. Most of them are 50-year seniors out there. We have seen these guys for a long time. They're all averaging in double figures. Quinn BC is averaging 10.2 points per ball game. Connor Groves is averaging 11.1. Jaden Klein Hessel-Link is averaging 11.1. Kyle Borhave is averaging 12.6. They got to Matthew Stillwell. He is averaging 13.4 points per ball game. So this will be a tough team to handle here tonight for the Bronco defense. Reggie Thomas continues to lead the way for Hastings. He is averaging 20.7 points per ball game. Our second leading scorer is Carson Gassabon. He will not play for the rest of the season. He is out with a knee injury. And a couple of guys really had to step up in his absence on his Saturday in the ball game against Concordia. Grady Corrigan was able to score 14 points for Hastings in that ball game. Evan Kingston came on. He scored 11 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Also, Ashton Valentine, the product out of Hastings St. Cecilia, saw considerable playing time on Saturday. And a couple of guys that were ill and did not play in the ballgame either on Saturday. That was Tyreek McMurrin and Anthony Thompson. They both missed the game with an illness. However, both of those guys will be back in the starting lineup or back in the lineup here tonight for head coach Todd Redden. Hastings and Briar Cliff sneaking up on game time here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball. Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Had a little delay in between games. Had to make some emergency repairs on one of the baskets down here. That has been taken care of, and we're sneaking up to a game time between Briar Cliff and Hastings. here tonight. We told you about the action on Saturday here on ESPN Radio, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. We've got more high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night over on KHIS, 1230 AM, 104.1 FM. We'll get to the Hastings Saints SA and Sutton doubleheader, beginning at 5:45 with a pregame, 6 o'clock with a girls game, 7:30 for the boys. So we'll have Saints SA and Sutton tomorrow night on the KHIS. Nebraska basketball teams will be in action as well this weekend. The men, they will play on Saturday night against Kansas State down in Kansas City. That game will go at 6 o'clock on the air with a pregame at 5 o'clock on KHIS, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM. Sunday afternoon, the Nebraska women in action against the Wyoming Cowgirls. That'll be a 2 o'clock start at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The game also on KHIS on Sunday afternoon, 1:45 with the pregame show. So the Nebraska men will play Saturday night, the Nebraska women Sunday afternoon, and we'll have high school basketball coming your way again tomorrow night with Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia over on KHIS Radio. We have finally got to the game time here as teams will come back to the bench and we'll get ready for the starting lineups here today. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Three reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. All right, so here's your starters. First of all, for Briarcliff, Quinn Vesey will get a start here for Briarcliff, 6'1", a senior from Indianola, Iowa. Vesey is averaging 10.2 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Jaden Klein Hessel-Link is a 6'2" senior from Sheldon, Iowa. He's averaging 11 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. He scored 21 on his Saturday in that victory over Midland. Kyle Borhave is a 6'6" senior from Ashton, Iowa. Borhave averaging 12.6 points and 6 rebounds per game. Nick Hoyt is a 5'11" senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hoyt is averaging 6.8 rebounds per game. Matthew Stillwell is the other starter, 6'1", a junior out of Johnson, Iowa. He's averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. For Hastings, Phil Sistro, a 6'2" senior from Bridgeton, New Jersey. Sistro is averaging 9 points per game. Grady Corrigan, 6'1" junior out of Bennington, averaging 8 points per game. Reggie Thomas, a 6'1" freshman out of Omaha. Thomas, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 20.7. Evan Kingston, the 6 foot senior from Springfield, Nebraska. Kingston averaging 3.3. And Danilo Matovic is a 6'8" junior from Serbia. He's averaging 4.7 points per ballgame. Hastings in their home standing whites here today with their crimson trim. The Chargers going to be in their blue uniforms with their gold and their white trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here in the first half of play, and the Chargers will control the opening tap. Briarcliff 6-5 on the season. Hastings sitting at 10-2. So Briarcliff has got the ball here for the first time. As a good outside shooting team, they average about 30 three-pointers per game. They look at a three-pointer there. They go down in the corner. That's Klein Hessel-Link. He'll launch for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos with a rebound. This is going to be Reggie Thomas coming into the offensive zone. Evan Kingston has got it. Down to Phil Sistro. To Reggie Thomas inside to Matovic. His shot is up there and good. Danilo Matovic scoring to get the Broncos on the scoreboard here. 2-0. Hastings with the lead. Briarcliff has got the ball. That's going to be Borhave with it now. Borhave over to Vesey as he drives the ball into the lane, throws it down in the corner to Klein. Hessel-Link for three, shot good. Jaden find Hessel Link. That's the guy who scored 21 points in the ball game. The other night, they're going to give him, let's see, Hastings just had a two-pointer there from Manovic. And the Chargers hit the three-pointer there with a fine Hessel Link. So it's a 3-2 ball game. Briar Cliff has got the lead. There's a Manovic down in the corner to Sistro. That's King. Ball being tapped down. Reggie Thomas. Fine Hessel Link has got the ball. Now to Borhave. Borhave spins against Manovic. His shot is up there. Good. Kyle Borhave scoring there. And the Chargers go out on top of the Broncos by the score of 5-2 here in this one. There's Phil Sistro with the ball on the wing. Sistro holding on to it at the free throw line. Grady Corrigan dumps it down low to Manovic. His shot right in front of the basket is no good. Borhave grabs the rebound. Borhave gives it away to Klein Hesselink. Running back the other way. The Chargers have a 5-2 lead. Here's a three. Good. Nick White throws up a three-pointer. Ryan Cliff out on top by a score of 8-2. A couple of trays already in this ball game. Again, they average 30 three-point field goal attempts per game. There's a Sistro driving the baseline. Gets it out here to Thomas at the elbow. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Sistro. Ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Briar Cliff. And then it's out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Nick Hoyt. 17-11. The play here in the first half. 8-2 is the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Grady Corrigan out here in three-point territory for the Broncos to Sistro. Behind the screen from Manovic. Now they give the ball away to Manovic. In the lane, Manovic takes it strong to the hole and a shot good. Danilo Manovic with both field goals in the ball game now for the Broncos. 8-4. Briar Cliff has got the lead early in the ball game. There's Borhave with the ball. Borhave comes over here. That's going to be Nick Hoyt. 200 pass goes down in the corner to Stillwell. His shot for three is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound here into a Reggie Thomas. Accelerates. Drives it down the lane to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Borhave with a rebound. Here come the Chargers. 8-4 the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Here's a Nick Hoyt. Bounce pass left side. Borhave has got it. Picked up by Danilo Manovic. There's the double team. Throws it back down in the corner to BC. His shot for three is up there. No good. Kingston with a rebound. Kingston dribbles to the near sideline. Pass down into the offensive zone here to Grady Corrigan. He circles around. Kicks her out here to Kingston. Now to Reggie Thomas. Thomas gets it to a Manovic. He drives it down the right side of the lane. And contact made in a foul. Is going to be called here. Borhave picks up the foul. Kyle Borhave picks up the foul. All the possessions so far to Noel Matavik has been a big part of the offense here for Hastings. He's got both field goals so far. 8-4. Briar Cliff with the lead. Here's Sistro right side of the lane. He wheels underneath the hole here to Matavik. Back outside to Reggie for three. Shot rims out. No good. Stillwell with a rebound. Matthew Stillwell down the far sideline to get it to a Quinn VC. VC, he gets rid of it. With the basketball now is Klein Hesselink. Klein Hesselink out to Stillwell. He drives it down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. VC down to Hoyt. Comes across the top to Borhave. There's a Stillwell. 7 seconds on the shot clock. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Matavik. Danilo Manovic with a rebound for the Broncos. There's Kingston with the ball now to Manovic. On the wing on the right side, Corrigan has got the ball. Sends it back inside over the head of Manovic out of bounds. Threw it over his head. Turnover on the Broncos. First turnover of the game. Connor Groves coming into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Groves is a 6'1" in senior out of Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. He's averaging 11 points per ball game off of the bench. They've got some scorers on this team. Averaging about 72 points per ball game on offense. 8-4. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game. There's a pass that'll be off of the fingertips of Nathan Hall. And the ball is brought down here by Hastings. First turnover of the ball game on the Chargers. Reggie with the ball down in the corner now for Hastings. Drives the baseline. Bounce pass goes down in the opposite corner to Corrigan, and he's going to be hit on the play as he tried to drive it to the hole there. The foul is going to go on Quinn Vesey. That's going to be his first personal foul, team foul number two on the Chargers. Non-shooting situation, Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Reggie comes way out on top near the 10-second line. Kingston with the ball. Kingston down to Corrigan, high left side. Corrigan puts it on the floor, dribbles in the center, out between the rings. Reggie Thomas runs into the defender, now drives it to the hole. His shot is up there and good, and he's fouled into play. Reggie Thomas gets the field goal and one. He's fouled into play here by Connor Groves. That's going to be the first foul on Groves. And Reggie Thomas will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Reggie, our leading scorer on the team, averaging 20.7 points per ball game. He's an 83% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Three-point play there by Reggie Thomas. And it's an 8-7 ball game. Hastings trailing by a point. Here come the Chargers back the other way. That's Nathan Hall with the ball. Now to Stillwell. Matthew Stillwell over to a VC. They lob it inside. That's Hall with the ball. He backs up, goes up over his sister. A shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, follows and scores. Nathan Hall misses the first one over Sistro, but gets the offensive board and a putback. 10-7. Chargers have a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Reggie down in the corner now to Kingston. His shot, no good. Three-pointer that misses. Rebound, Klein Hesselink. Down to VC. VC spins at the top of the arc, throws it over here. That's going to be a Nathan Hall with the ball. Now to Klein Hesselink in the lane. Now to Stillwell. He's going to drive it to the hole. His shot rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down here to Phil Sistro. Sistro down to Reggie Thomas. 13 and a half to play here in the first half. 10-7 the score. The Chargers have a three-point lead over the Broncos. Sistro has got it. Now to Reggie Thomas. Reggie comes over here to Kingston. Bobbles the ball. Takes it into the paint. Now to Sistro for three. Shot good. Bill Sistro, 41% three-point shooter. He nails his first one here, and the Broncos have come back to tie the score at the 13-minute mark of this first half, 10-10. Hastings in Briar Cliff here tonight. Groves with the ball. Down at VC. Here's Hall. Bounces off of Danilo Matovic. Forces his way to the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sistro. Sistro down to Thomas. Reggie Thomas down the near sideline behind a screen from Matovic. He drives it down in the right corner. Kingston for three. Shot good. Evan Kingston hits a three-pointer, and the Broncos go out on top. Briar Cliff is going to call a timeout here. Briar Cliff calls the timeout. 12 minutes and 29 seconds to play. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Right across the street from the water park. We'll have more after this. You're listening to Bronco Basketball. Bronco Basketball for you here tonight, 13-10. Broncos have the lead over the Chargers. Here's Groves for three. His shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tyreek McMurrin gets the rebound. He missed the ball game on this Saturday with an illness. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Second turnover of the ball game for the Broncos. Klein Hesselink has got the ball, winds his way up the floor. Klein Hesselink to VC, comes across the top to Groves. Now left side to Hoyt, inside to Hall. He backs up here. Hall throws it out on the right wing. The basketball there is going to be Groves. Down to a VC, drives it to the goal, and he's going to be hit on the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Sistro. Bill Sistro picks up the personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Briar Clifford, two is going to be Quinn Vesey. He's a 63% foul shooter on the season, 26 out of 41 coming in here. And his shot's going to be no good. Briar Cliff is a team hitting 66% of their free throws so far this year, 44% from the field, 32% from the three-point arc. Blake Sindelar comes into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Here comes the next shot by Vesey. It's up there and in, so it's one out of two. 13-11 to score. The Broncos have a two-point lead. Hastings at 10-2 on the season. Briar Cliff is at 6-5. There's a feed there to the free throw line. That's McBurn with the ball. Tyreek takes it down the lane. He spins, and his shot is up there right in front of the basket. No good. Rolls off of there. And the rebound comes down here to the Chargers. Sindelar with a rebound. That's a BC, not a Sindelar. Elbow, shot up there, good. So Blake Sindelar just came into the ball game. He takes a shot here early and hits his first field goal attempt. Now we're tied up at 13 points apiece. Got about 11 minutes to go here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Reggie Thomas for three. Reggie Thomas now with five in the ball game. Broncos out on top now by a score of 16-13. Borhave with the ball. Borhave over here on the wing. That's going to be Hoyt. He cranks up a three and hits that one. Nick Hoyt hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Now we're tied up at 16 points apiece. Hastings in Briarcliff. Broncos have the ball. Kingston has got it. Kingston out of Sistro. There's McBurn right at the elbow. Now to Kingston. His shot is up there from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Sindelar. Sindelar down the near sideline. Now to Vesey. Behind his screen, Quinn Vesey trying to penetrate inside. He stops there. Vesey has to get rid of it. He does. Goes to the far sideline. It's going to be lost off of the fingertips of Nick Hoyt. Turnover. Second turnover of the ball game now on the Chargers. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Rust. Rust comes in. Going out will be a Sistro. 10-10. The play here in the first half. We're tied up at 16 points apiece. Hastings in Briarcliff here tonight. There's Zach Rust with the ball to Reggie underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in. Grady Corrigan gets the field goal, but Reggie Thomas gets the assist. Reggie, in addition to his scoring, he's also averaging 4.5 assists per ball game and 20 points per game. 18-16. Here's a steal now by Thomas. Reggie Thomas coming back the other way. Kingston in transition for three. Shot is up there, no good. Kyle Borhave with a rebound. Borhave to the far sideline to Sindelar. Sindelar now to Borhave here at the top of the key. Left side here on the wing. That's going to be Hoyt with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Goes over to Sindelar. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Sindelar drives to the goal. His little five-footer is up there, no good. Russ with a rebound. Russ gives it away to Reggie Thomas. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone here for Hastings. McBurn comes up, sets the screen. Reggie takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass back outside the ring. That's going to go to Zach Rust. Here's a Grady Corrigan over to Reggie for three. Shot up there, in and out, no good. Rebound being tapped around. It's picked up here by Briarcliff. 18-16. Broncos have a two-point lead. Briarcliff has got the ball. Here's a Borhave. Borhave comes over here on the wing to Hoyt. Feeds it back inside. Sindelar back out on the wing. Groves for three. Shot good. Connor Groves launches up a three. And that gives the Chargers the lead now. 19-18. Briarcliff has got the lead. Reggie Thomas with the ball. Reggie goes over. Evan Kingston. 200 pass out here to McMurrin. At the top of the circle. Back to Kingston on the wing. Briarcliff is in a man-to-man defense. There's Zach Rust on the far sideline. Zach Rust, 4 seconds, 3 seconds in the shot clock. McBurn for three, shot up there, no good. VC with a rebound. Quinn VC into the forecourt now to Sindelar. Bounce pass the left side of the lane. They get it down there to Borhave. Here's Sindelar, and he's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. Got to put a move on out there on the wing, and he's whistled for the extra steps. Four turnovers in the ball game now for Briarcliff. And in the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Anthony Thompson. He's another guy that missed the playing time on Saturday with an illness. Anthony Thompson, a 5'11" junior, coming in there for the Broncos from Bolingbrook, Illinois. Thompson averaging about 3.5 points per ball game so far this year. 19-18. Chargers out on top by 1 point. Broncos have the ball. Here's Russ for three. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. Russ gets it back. Now to Anthony Thompson. Inside now to Danilo Manovic. And his shot is up and in. Manovic has got 6 points in the ball game. Broncos back out on top 20-19. They're in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Boerhaave with the ball, now to Hoyt. Here's Sindelar for three. Shot is up there, no good. They'll be under the boards there. And a rebound for Brian Cliff, and that was an easy board by Danilo Matovic. Danilo's got it back on the offensive end here at the top of the key. Matovic goes over. Anthony Thompson, high left side. Thompson gets it to a Matovic. Fakes it, now drives it to the paint. One fake, two fakes, goes up with a shot, no good. BC with a rebound. Quinn BC, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for Briar Cliff. BC on the wing. Now to Boerhaave here at the top of the key, picked up by Matovic. Boerhaave dribbling with the ball, takes it to the wing on the right side, gives it away now to BC. 12 seconds on the shot clock. BC, cross-court pass, comes over here to Sindelar, drives it to the basket, shot's blocked down, but a foul's going to be called. Zach Russ picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Blake Sindelar for Briar Cliff. He's a 40% foul shooter on the season. Has not had a whole lot of chances. 2 out of 5 from the line this year. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now got 3 points here in this ball game. Nathan Hall comes into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Going out will be Kyle Boerhaave. Towing the mark for his second free throw is going to be Blake Sindelar. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. The shot is up there, good. That will give the Chargers a 1 point lead. 21 to 20 in the ball game now. Stillwell comes back into the ball game now for the Chargers. Going out is going to be Sindelar. Back in there for Hastings is going to be Phil Sistro. Sistro comes in. Zach Russ is going to come out. 6:25 to play here in the first half. Hastings and Briar Cliff, 1 point ball game. Chargers leading by one. Reggie Thomas circles around underneath the basket, gets it out here to Ballantyne. Ashton Ballantyne, the product from St. Cecilia, now into the ball game. Here's that Thompson's long three, and shot's an air ball. Ballantyne tries to save it, can't get to it, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Briar Cliff ball. So the Chargers will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings College basketball coming your way here tonight on 1550 AM, 92.7 FM. Online, newschannelnebraska.com. Also online with your Hastings College streaming services here tonight. So no matter where you are, I hope you're enjoying your Thursday night. Here's a Stillwell with a ball. Klein Hesselink to Stillwell for three. That one is an air ball. Taken down out of the air there by Matovic. Matovic now to Thompson. Accelerates across the 10-second line. Now to Reggie over here on the near side. Reggie takes it into the paint. He is tripped on the play. He goes down and a foul is going to be called here on Briar Cliff. Jaden Klein Hesselink picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Reggie Thomas has got the ball for Hastings. Thomas will play things in. He gives it here to Ballantyne. Free throw line extended right side. Out here to Thompson in 3-point territory. Trying to drive it. Gives it away now to Sistro. Little Sistro backs her back out. Matovic sets a screen. Sistro drives it to the basket. It's shot no good. Matovic with a rebound. And a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Matovic. Danilo Matovic picks up a rebounding foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. 5:14 to go here in the first half. It's a 21-20 ball game. Briar Cliff has got a 1-point lead over Hastings after the Briar Cliff women beat Hastings earlier tonight, 83-71. Stillwell has got the ball. Out of BC. BC gets it to Hoyt. Here's a Klein Hesselink. BC now, Stillwell on the far side. They lob it inside to Hall. Down to Stillwell, works for position, throws up a shot around Matovic, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Thompson runs back the other way, loses control of the ball, and is picked up here by Klein Hesselink. Third turnover on Hastings. Jaden Klein Hesselink with the ball. Penetrates inside the free throw line, and shot. Short jumper is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Matovic. Matovic gives it away. Reggie Thomas brings it across the 10-second line. works it to the left side of the floor. Here's Valentine, not a bad evict to the basket. Shot up there, good. Manavik has got 8 points in the ball game, all in the first half here. His season high was 10 that he put up against Tabor, so he's off to a good start here tonight. Nathan Hall with the ball. Nathan Hall now to a BC. BC drives it, throws it down in the corner. Hoyt for three, shot good. Nick Hoyt has got 3 threes. Here in the first half, he's got 9 points. Byron Cliff hits 32% of their three-point field goal attempts, and they throw up 30 of them per game. 24-22. Chargers back out on top by 2 points here. Hastings with the ball, Reggie Thomas. Reggie penetrates between a couple of defenders, goes for the basket, and shot no good. The ball tapped out. Sistro grabs it. Now to Manavik, a deep three, and shot good. Danilo Manavik throws up a three-pointer from several feet from beyond the three-point arc. Manavik on fire tonight. He's got 11 points here in the first half. And we've got a timeout now from Briar Cliff. Chargers call the timeout with 3:18 to play here in the first half. Hastings 25, the Chargers 24. All right, our little Serbia sensation here. Danilo Manavik is keying the Broncos here in the first half. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He just knocks home a three-pointer from several feet beyond the top of the three-point arc. Danilo Manavik has been averaging 4.7 points per ball game. He's got 11 here in the first half, and the Broncos have the lead 25-24. There's a shot in the lane up there and in. Kyle Borhave, he banks one home in the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Chargers back out on top. 26-25. Here's Manavik again. Right around the free throw line. Throws it over there to Kingston. Kingston now to Reggie Thomas. Reggie fakes the shot. Comes out to Corrigan. Now to Manavik. Manavik in the lane. Danilo has to get rid of it. He does. To Reggie Thomas. To the basket. Is shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Klein Hesselink. There come the Chargers down the far sideline. Groves has got the ball. Now to Borhave. Borhave looking, gets it over here to Nick Hoyt. Now to Groves behind the screen. Klein Hesselink has got the ball. Now to Hoyt on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Sistro. And now he got a foul away from all the action. It's going to go here. That's going to go on Corrigan of Hastings. Grady picks up his first personal foul. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff. The score is 26-25. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Briar Cliff playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. BC will get things in. Nick Hoyt with the ball. Now to Borhave. There's Groves with it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Borhave with the ball. Throws it back out to the left wing. Klein Hesselink got to drive it to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. As the shot clock was getting ready to expire. Jaden Klein Hesselink now with 5 points in the ball game. And the Chargers now have a three-point lead. 28-25 is the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Reggie Thomas down the left side of the lane. Now to Danilo at the free throw line. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. He's surrounded by Chargers. Danilo has still got the ball. And now he's going to get rid of it out here. Reggie Thomas has got it. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on to Borhave. That's going to be his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Reggie Thomas. Thomas has got 6 points in the basketball game so far. He's got a three and a two, and he's 1-for-1 from the free throw line. So Reggie Thomas goes to the line here for Hastings College. The Broncos are down by three. Shot is up there good by Thomas. He'll get one more. Reggie Thomas had 24 points in the ball game on Saturday against Concordia. Hastings holding on against the Bulldogs and winning 70-68. That was their first win over Concordia in 13 tries. Reggie Thomas will have one more free throw. Shot is up there and the shot good. So he nails a pair and the Broncos now within 1 point again. 28-27. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Briar Cliff with the ball. Out on top, there's a three-pointer. Good. Nick Hoyt throws up his fourth three-pointer on the ball game. He's got 12 points in the contest. Now Briar Cliff has got a four-point lead. 31-27. Tyreek McBurn with the ball at the free throw line down to Corrigan for three. His shot is up there, no good. Ball chased down. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Briar Cliff ball. Seven three-pointers thrown up in the ball game already by Briar Cliff. That's been successful. They've got a four-point lead. 31-27. There's a BZ for three. His shot is up there, no good. Thomas with a rebound. Reggie Thomas quickly back into the offensive zone around the screen from McMurrin. Loses control. Thomas picks her up, and now another foul is going to be called as Thomas drives that one to the hole. BZ picks up the foul here for Briar Cliff. That's going to be his second foul. Thomas back to the free throw line for Hastings. Reggie with 8 points in the ball game. He's 3 for 3 from the line. 31-27 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Hastings is trailing. Shot from the line is up there and in by Reggie Thomas. Stillwell comes back into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Going out is going to be Quinn Vesey. Reggie Thomas back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. His shot is up there, good. Reggie in double figures with 10. The Broncos are trailing by 2 here in the first half, 31-29. 30 seconds to play here until halftime. Stillwell is going to bring the ball into the offensive zone. There's about a 3-second differential between the play clock and the game clock here. The shot clock and the game clock. Stillwell with the ball, drives it on the left side of the lane, takes it to the baseline. His jumper is up there, no good. McMurrin with a rebound. 6 seconds. Reggie Thomas with the ball. Reggie has got it, steps back, throws up a three. It's no good, and that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings and Briar Cliff, men's college basketball. Chargers have the lead at halftime. It's Briar Cliff 31, Hastings 29. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on ESPN. All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Good one so far. 31-29 is the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead over the Broncos. Largest lead in the ball game for Briar Cliff has been 6 points. Biggest lead for Hastings has been 3 points. But right now, the lead is 2 for Briar Cliff, 31-29. We'll get you some halftime numbers. They are brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. You can go to hastings.edu for more information. Briar Cliff in the first half hit 11 out of 26 from the field. That is 42%. Chargers have already knocked down 6 three-pointers. They're 6 out of 13. That is 46%. And they're 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. Hastings hitting only 33% from the field. We're 10 out of 30. Broncos are 4 out of 13 on three-pointers for 30%. 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings with 19 rebounds in the game. Briar Cliff has got 16. Broncos with 5 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. Briar Cliff has got 1 offensive rebound and 15 on defense. 4 turnovers in the basketball game for Hastings and 4 turnovers for Briar Cliff. Leading rebounder for the Broncos so far in this game, Danilo Matovic. He has got 5 boards. And the leading rebounders for Briar Cliff, you've got Kyle Borhave with 4. Again, the score at halftime, 31-29. Hastings College is trailing the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Scoring so far, Danilo Matovic. Is it 1 three-pointer? And he's got 11 points here in the first half. Matovic with 11. Reggie Thomas has got 10 points. Thomas has hit 1 three-pointer in the game. The other scorers for Hastings, Bill Sistro has got 3 points on a three-pointer. Evan Kingston has got a three-pointer for 3. Brady Corrigan has got a 2-point field goal for 2. Nick Hoyt has hit 4 3-pointers for Briar Cliff. He's got 12 points in the game. Other scores for the Chargers. Jaden Klein-Hessel-Link has got 5 points. 4 points for Kyle Borhave. 4 points for Blake Sindelar. 3 points for Connor Groves. 2 points for Nathan Hall. And 1 point for Quinn Vesey. They're going to score at halftime, 31-29. The Chargers have the lead over Hastings College. Get into the women's ball game tonight. It was Briarcliff beating Hastings 83-71. Briarcliff outscored Hastings 29-11 in the third quarter. That was the difference in the ball game. Hastings losing 83-71. Leading scorers for Hastings in this game tonight. Allie Bauer had 13 points. Alyssa Baker had 10. Connor Sudman had 32 points for Briar Cliff, and Madeline Deicher, she had 22. So Hastings College, they dropped the women's ball game 83-71. Broncos dropped to 6-6 on the season. They're now 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break. When we come back, Michael Shibley will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on ESPN. Hi, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. To get you set for the second half here tonight. 31-29 is the score. Chargers have got the lead over the Broncos. Nick Hoyt, he's been a thorn in our side so far for the Chargers. He's hit 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. He's got 12 points leading the way for BC. What about Danilo Matovic for the Broncos, though? He's got 11 points in the game. Brand new season high for Danilo Matovic. He hit a three-pointer, and he's got 4 2-point field goals here in the first half. So good job there by Matovic. Hastings will have the opening possession of this second half. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here, and we are underway. 31-29 is the score. Broncos are trailing. There's a Kingston. His shot good. Evan Kingston hits the jumper, and that ties the score right off the bat. Free throw line jumper by Evan Kingston. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 31 points apiece. Klein-Hessel-Link with the ball. Down to a Borhave. Here's Klein-Hessel-Link. Hastings still in man-to-man defense. There's a BC. The still will. He lobs the ball inside now. That's Borhave. He can't go up with the shot. Throws it down in the corner. Driving, shooting, and scoring. There is Stillwell. Matthew Stillwell drives it from the left corner and drops it down through the hole. 33-31. Chargers have a two-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Sistro around the screen from Matovic. Bounce pass to Danilo. Down here on the baseline, one fake, and he drops it down through the hole. Matovic now with 13, our Serbia sensation. We're tied up at 33 points apiece here. Here's a Brian Cliff back with the ball. Borhave has got it. Now there's Stillwell out here in three-point territory. Free throw line extended left side. Borhave at the top of the key. There's a BC around the screen. BC inside the free throw circle. Klein-Hessel-Link with the ball. Now they get it inside. That's Borhave. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped and it's going to be picked up by Hastings. Reggie Thomas has got the ball for the Broncos. Hastings can pull ahead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 33. Thomas hopping his way to the basket and scoring in the lane. Reggie Thomas now with 12 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have the lead. 35-33, Hastings. There's a BC with the ball. BC down to a Nick Hoyt. Down to a BC picked up by Thomas. BC looking. They get it over here to Nick Hoyt. Hoyt behind the screen. Hoyt moves it to the left side. Nice pass down to Stillwell, and his shot is up and in. Matthew Stillwell, back-to-back field goals here for the Chargers, and now we're tied up at 35 points apiece. 17:40 to play in the ball game here. Sistro has got the ball for Hastings. Now to Kingston. Kingston dribbles to the top of the key, reverses the ball, comes over here to Grady Corrigan. Inside down to Reggie Thomas. Out here to Corrigan. Kingston with the ball on the wing. Reggie Thomas at the top of the key, bounces off a defender, throws up a shot, it's going to be no good. Now we got a big pile up underneath the basket there. And a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Sistro. Bill Sistro picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Chargers going to come back the other direction here. We're tied up at 35 points apiece. Klein Hesselink with the ball for the Briarcliff Chargers. Here's Nick Hoyt. Now to Vesey. He drives it from the wing. The ball stripped away there by Thomas, and a foul is going to be called. Reggie Thomas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Briarcliff to the free throw line. Going to the line here is going to be Quinn Vesey. Vesey, a 63% foul shooter in the season. He is one out of two from the line tonight. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings will play a couple of non-conference games during the Christmas holiday break. They'll play at Presentation College. And they've got a trip to Iowa Wesleyan during the holidays. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Before we get back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference, right after the first of the year, 37-35 is the score. Briarcliff has now got the lead, but the Broncos have the ball. There's a Matovic to Corrigan for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down here into Borhave. Now to Stillwell as he hustles back the other way. Stillwell looking to penetrate to the goal. Throws it up there, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Reggie Thomas again is going to be hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Reggie. So Briarcliff will shoot some free throws here. Going to the line is going to be Matthew Stillwell. He's a 78% foul shooter on the season. 33 out of 42 from the line this year. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Stillwell now with 5 points in the ball game. 38-35. Hastings down by 3 points. Stillwell will have another one. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he hits a couple of free throws. ...39-35 now. Here's a Matovic with the ball inside the free throw circle to Thomas. Now to Matovic with his back to the basket. He backs up, gets it into the lane. One fake, two fakes. He can't go for the shot there. Great defense inside by the big guy, Borhave, for Briarcliff. Now Matovic gets the ball back, and he goes for the basket and scores. Danilo Matovic has got 15 points in the ball game here for Hastings. Where has this been all season long? Stillwell has got the ball down to a BC. BC down to Borhave. He gets it away to Klein Hesselink. Penetrates down the lane. Klein Hesselink out here to BC for three. Buries it. Quinn BC hits a three-pointer. That is a seventh three that Briarcliff has made tonight. Now we got a timeout. Chargers out to a five-point lead. With 15:38 to play, we've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, they invite you in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd and Hastings. 15:38 to play in the game. Chargers 42 and the Broncos 37. San Francisco leading Seattle 21-6 in the Thursday night NFL game. Broncos with the possession here. Matovic again had it down here in the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Borhave. That's going to be his third. As soon as we wrap up here tonight, we'll get to the conclusion of the San Francisco-Seattle NFL game for you from Seattle. Again, 21-7, the Niners, 21-6, the Niners have the lead. They are in the third quarter. 42-37 here. Hastings down by 5 points, down the lane. Sistro gets it to a Matovic. He goes up, and a shot good again. Danilo Matovic now with 17, season high 17 points here in the ballgame. 42-39. Hastings down by 3 points. Chargers have the ball. Here's a Groves, who's into the ballgame now. The Klein Hesselink. Nathan Hall is back in there. Down to a Vesey. BC on the dribble, takes it to the hole. Collision and a foul called. That's going to go on Kingston. Evan picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Ryan Cliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. And the ball game now for the Broncos will be Tyreek McMurrin. Ryan Cliff plays things in. Here's Stillwell with the ball. Out to Klein Hesselink. VC has got it. Now they get it to a Nathan Hall. Here's a Klein Hesselink back outside. VC has got it. Now we got an offensive foul called out here. That's going to go on Klein Hesselink. He was trying to send a screen out here in a three-point territory. He gets hit with a personal foul. That's his second. Turnover on the Chargers. Hastings will have the ball. They're trailing by three. 42-39. Here's a three-pointer by Thomas. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Tyreek McMurrin has got the rebound. He goes for the basket. His shot rolls off of the front iron. No good. Chargers have the rebound down the far sideline. Klein Hesselink has got the ball. Penetrates to the goal, and his shot's going to be blocked down by Corrigan, and a foul is going to be called here. Corrigan picks up his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line here is going to be a Klein Hesselink. Jaden Klein Hesselink will have two shots here. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He's a 64% foul shooter on the season. As Klein Hesselink will toe the mark for Briarcliff. 14-21 to play. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Klein Hesselink will have one more shot here. Chargers were 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Klein Hesselink will have one more. His shot is up there. That one falls off, no good. So now the Chargers have a 43-39 lead over Hastings here in the second half. McMurrin with the ball on the high post to get it out here to Kingston for three. Buries it. Evan Kingston, another three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 43-42. Chargers have a one-point lead. Klein Hesselink with the ball. Here's a Nathan Hall. Nathan Hall to Groves. Down to a VC. VC gives it away to Stillwell. Around the arc they go. Groves has got it on the wing. They feed it inside. That's going to be Nathan Hall. He backs up to Klein Hesselink. Out on the wing now with 3-pointers thrown up there by Stillwell. No good. Stillwell grabs the rebound and then knocks it off with a foot. Tyreek McMurrin down in the corner. Hustle play there by Matthew Stillwell for Briarcliff. Chargers will inbound the ball. They save the possession here. They'll inbound deep in the right corner. 20 seconds on the shot clock. They play things in to Nathan Hall, now to VC. VC thought about the three, drives it down the wing. Back outside, Connor Groves with the ball, now in the wing. Stillwell has got it, stops in the lane. Stillwell back out here in the three-point territory. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Stillwell takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound comes down to McMurrin. He gets it away to Reggie Thomas into the forecourt for the Broncos. Drives it to the hole and a shot good. Reggie Thomas now with 14 in the ball game, and the Broncos have the lead. 44-43, Hastings with the lead. Nathan Hall with the ball to VC. There's Stillwell back out on top. Nathan Hall with it. He hands it away to Klein Hesselink. Now to Nathan Hall. He backs up, bounces off of Tyreek, and it's not good. Nathan Hall gets the field goal, and now we've got a timeout here. We've got a timeout here for Briarcliff, brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 12:42 to play in the game. Chargers 45, Hastings 44. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on ESPN. Don't forget, Saturday here on ESPN Radio, we've got the Heartland Hoops Classic here from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 7 high school basketball games, including all 3 Hastings teams, will be playing on Saturday. Action gets underway at 10 o'clock in the morning. Last game is scheduled for 8. We'll have all 7 games for you here on ESPN Radio. 45-44 is the score. Chargers now have a one-point lead over Hastings. Broncos have the ball back on their offensive end. Corrigan has got it to Sistro. Reggie Thomas out here to Kingston. Takes it to the free throw line. Kingston gives it up. Thomas with the ball. Briarcliff stays with her man-to-man. Reggie Thomas looking to penetrate. Kicks her back out. Sistro, he takes the ball in the hole and shot good. Sistro now with 5 points in the ball game, and the seesaw battle continues. 46-45. Hastings now with a one-point lead. Briarcliff with the ball. Groves has got it. Now to Klein Hesselink over here on the right side on the wing. Bounce pass can be knocked loose and out of bounds. McMurrin knocking the ball away there from the Chargers inside. It's going to be Briarcliff inbounding the ball here right in front of the bench. Quinn Vesey will play things in out here. They swing it left side. That's going to be Nick Hoyt. Hoyt hasn't scored so far in the second half. He had 4 3-pointers in the first half. There's a 3-pointer put up there. Blake Sindelar hits a 3. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Chargers are now out on top by a score of 48-46 here in this ball game. McMurrin with the ball. McMurrin goes over to a Kingston. Free throw line extended left side. Kingston bounce pass here to Grady Corrigan. Now to Reggie Thomas. Reggie looking to penetrate, takes it to the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Thomas with a rebound. Down he goes, and a foul is going to be called. Tyrus Eastside picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Just checked in there. Eastside picks up the personal foul. Non-shooting situation is going to be the Broncos playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 11:22 to play. The inbounds pass going to be tipped back out of bounds there. Hastings trying to get it into Tyreek McMurrin. Deflected out of his hands, back out of bounds. So now Reggie will try it again. Gets it into Sistro. Phil Sistro over here on the wing on the right side. Phil drives the ball to the basket. Puts up a shot and hits it. Tough play there. Phil Sistro, he's got 7 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 48 points apiece. It was 31-29 at halftime in favor of Briarcliff. There's a Quinn Vesey with the ball. Vesey at the free throw line. Vesey gives it up. Connor Groves has got it. Down in the right corner, Sindelar for three. Shot is up there, no good. Thomas with a rebound. Reggie Thomas running her back the other way. Hands it away. Corrigan has got it. Now to McMurrin. Out here in three-point territory, Tyreek penetrates down the right side of the lane toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Tyrus Eastside. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers. Still no free throws. Hastings will play things in. Corrigan has got it. Now to McMurrin. McMurrin down on the baseline goes up. His shot good. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Tyreek McMurrin. He averages 11.7 on the season. And the Broncos have the lead. 50-48. Hastings goes for the steal. They can't get to it. There's a three-pointer by Vesey. Short, no good. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. Blake Sindelar picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. 10-14 to play. 10-14 to play in the game. It's 50-48. Hastings down with a two-point lead. Broncos down the ball. Reggie Thomas into the forecourt. Now they go over to Sistro. Down to Reggie. Behind the screen, Reggie Thomas down the lane. He stops. Comes out here to Sistro. Comes across the top to Thomas. Reggie penetrates to the goal. Puts it up there left-handed and hits it, and he's fouled into play. Reggie Thomas now with 16 in the ball game. Tyrus Eastside picks up his third personal foul for a Briarcliff, and Reggie Thomas will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Now the Broncos have a four-point lead in this one. It is 52-48. Hastings with the lead. Reggie Thomas will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. He's now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. And Hastings has got a 5-point lead with 9:49 to play in this ball game. 53-48. Groves with the ball. Three-pointer way off of the mark, no good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Borhabe. He loses control of the ball, picked up by Klein Hesselink. The Groves, his shot for three, no good. BC with the rebound. Groves are trying again. This one is going to be no good. Three straight shots there by Connor Groves, all from three-point range, and all clank off of the back iron. Hastings has got the ball now. So we approach 9 minutes to play. Sistro has it stripped away. Hoyt has got the ball for Briar Cliff down the near sideline. Klein Hesselink has got it. Klein Hesselink works out top here against the Corrigan. Here's a BC. He's going to drive the ball against Sistro. Takes it into the paint. Out of Groves again. Out here in three-point territory. Groves working against Reggie Thomas. Groves gives it away to BC on the wing. BC spins against Sistro. Puts it up off the window. No good. Reggie Thomas with a rebound. Brown goes still on a 5-point lead, 53-48, 8:39 to play here in the ballgame. Reggie Thomas down the lane as it's stripped away. It's picked up here by Groves. Turnover on the Broncos. There's a Nick Hoyt with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. Backing up is going to be Borhabe. Throws it down the right corner. Groves, he drives the baseline. It's cut off there against the Reggie Thomas. Down to a BC. When VC, he takes the ball into the paint. Jump pass here, going for the basket, and missing the shot is going to be Borhabe. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Reggie Thomas into the forecourt. Now we got a timeout called here from Hastings head coach Todd Reardon. Hastings will call a timeout here. 7 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 53. Briar Cliff 48. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on ESPN. All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. 53-48 is the score. 7 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the game. The Broncos out on top here after tight ball game at halftime, 31-29 in favor of the Chargers. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Matovic. Danilo Matovic, who had a sensational first half for Hastings. He's having a great ball game. Matovic now goes for his stuff as he drives it from the top of the key to the hole and stuffs one home. He's now got 19 in the ball game here for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top, 55-48. Here's a Groves with the ball. Down to a VC on the wing. Feeds inside and a foul's going to be called. Going to go on Matovic. And a little Matovic picks up the personal foul. Whatever he had for breakfast today, we better bottle that up. Aggressive night here. 19 points for Danilo Matovic. 7:25 to play in the game. Hastings leading by the score of 55-48. Klein Hesselink has got the ball. Now to Groves. Picked up by Reggie Thomas. Groves dribbling with the ball. Sends it to the left side of the lane. That's going to be Borhabe with the ball. Puts Matovic in the air. Goes up with a shot at the top of the back iron. No good. Rebound Matovic. Matovic gets it away to Reggie Thomas. End of the forecourt. 7 minutes to go. He seems with a 7-point lead. 55-48. Phil Sistro with the ball behind a Matovic screen. Drives it down the lane. His shot good. Phil Sistro, he scores, and the Broncos lead by 9. 57-48. Hastings with the lead here over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. BC with the ball. BC two-handed pass comes out on top. Borhabe has got it. Chargers have gone ice cold here from the field. Connor Groves out to a BC, fakes the three, now penetrates down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Quinn BC scores. And now Briar Cliff wants to call a timeout. Chargers call a timeout with 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the game. They got a 7-point ball game. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, right across the street from the water park. 6:23 to play in the game. Hastings 57, Byron Cliff 50. Briar Cliff wins the women's ball game earlier tonight, 83-71. Tied at halftime. But Briar Cliff outscores Hastings 29-11 in the third quarter. That was a difference in the ball game as the Chargers beat Hastings tonight, 83-71. Hastings now 6-6 on the season, 4-4 in the conference. Hastings College men, they've got a 7-point lead here in the second half. 57-50 is the score. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Reggie Thomas has got it. Reggie Thomas dribbling with the ball. Now he retreats out here in the 3-point territory. Corrigan down in the corner as it's slapped out of his hands out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will inbound the ball deep in the corner down here. Reggie Thomas has got it. Only 7 seconds left in the shot clock. Corrigan dribbling out here. Sends it inside to Matovic. Turnaround jumper is in and out and rolls off to the right side. No good. Borhave with a rebound. Borhave down to Vesey into the forecourt. Vesey with the ball. The Borhave. Here's a Stillwell. He hands it away out here to Klein Hesselink. Drives it down the lane. Jump pass out to Stillwell. Takes it down to the baseline. 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Matovic. Down to Thomas into the forecourt. 5.5 to go in the game. Hastings 57. Briar Cliff 50. Men's college basketball action here tonight on ESPN Radio. Now we got a foul on Hastings. Foul here on the Broncos is going to go on Reggie Thomas. That's going to be the third personal foul on Reggie Thomas. So the Chargers will come back the other direction now, trailing by 7 points here in the ballgame. 57-50 is the score. There's Matthew Stillwell. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. The Klein Hesselink, he takes the ball down on the baseline, underneath the basket. Klein Hesselink, too far under there to go for the shot. He throws it back out of the wing. Borhave has got the ball down the lane. He spins, puts up a shot, runs into traffic, and a traveling violation. Sistro was down there. Borhave spins and spun right into Sistro, and a traveling violation is called on the Chargers. All right, 5 minutes to go in the game now. It's a 57-50 ball game. Hastings out on top by 7 points. Matovic is going to come out of the ball game. Tyreek McMurrin comes back in there now for the Broncos. Matovic, 19 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. Hastings with the ball. Reggie Thomas on the wing. There's a Kingston with the ball. Now to Reggie. Kingston sets a screen. Thomas with the ball. Reggie Thomas dribbling with it out here at the top of the key. Another screen set up by McMurrin. Reggie gets it down the lane. His shot up there, good. Reggie Thomas now with 19 in the ball game here for Hastings College. So Reggie's got 19. Danilo's got 19. Broncos now with a 9-point lead. 59-50. Here's some contact made on the baseline. Foul is going to be called here, and that's going to go on Corrigan of Hastings. Ray Corrigan picks up his third personal foul. Now we're going to have some free throws. Walking to the free throw line for Briar Cliff is going to be Jaden Klein Hesselink. He's got 6 points in the game, 1 of 2 from the line tonight. He's hit a 3 and a 2. Klein Hesselink, he had 21 in the ball game on Saturday. As Briar Cliff knocked out Midland by 5, 75-70. Shot from the free throw line is good by Klein Hesselink. It is now a 59-51 ball game. Hastings is down up by 8 points. The next one is up there, it's good. Klein Hesselink hits a pair. So the Broncos have the lead, 59-52. Chargers applying some pressure now in backcourt. Reggie Thomas will bring the ball up. Reggie down the near sideline. Picked up by Quinn Vesey. Reggie Thomas with the ball. Gets it on the high post to Tyreek McMurrin. Now to Reggie Thomas. Trying to create some. He throws up a shot. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Foul here is going to go on Matthew Stillwell. That's going to be his first foul. Reggie Thomas will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Thomas has hit all six of his free throw opportunities here in this ball game here tonight. Reggie will toe the mark. His shot is up there. The shot is good. He'll get another one. Thomas now the leading scorer in the ball game. He's got 20 points. He averages 20.7 on the season. Thomas will have one more. His shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to VC. So it's a 60-52 ball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Quinn VC with the ball down the right side of the lane. VC hands the ball away to Stillwell. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to McMurrin. McMurrin gets it out here to Reggie Thomas. VC behind him. Reggie Thomas down in the corner. That's going to go to Corrigan. Now to Reggie. 3.5 to play. Here in the ball game, the Broncos have an 8-point lead, 60-52. Connor Groves out there guarding Reggie Thomas now. They get it to Tyreek McMurrin on the high post. Down to Sistro trying to penetrate inside. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Stillwell. Drive, shoot. Oh, his shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Reggie Thomas picks up the foul. Fourth foul on Reggie Thomas. Two shots coming up here for Matthew Stillwell. Zebras might have missed one right there. Fans don't like the call. Matthew Stillwell to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 60-53 is the score. Matthew Stillwell will have one more shot here. It's in the air, and the shot is off of the back iron. No good. So it's a 7-point ball game. 60-53. Hastings with the ball, 3 minutes to go. Reggie Thomas has got it here against Stillwell. He'll try his luck at guarding Reggie. Bounce pass left side. Corrigan has got it. Now to Sistro. There's Thomas again. Thomas in the wing on the right side around the screen from Kingston. Gets loose. Free throw line jumper. Good. Thomas with 22. 62-53. Stillwell comes back and loses the ball out of bounds. Big head of steam coming back the other direction, and he kind of stumbles in the lane there and loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. 2.5 to play. Broncos have a 9-point lead, 62-53. There's a Reggie Thomas with the ball. Picked up again by Stillwell. Just across the 10-second line. Reggie with the ball. We're down to 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Bounce pass to Corrigan. Down to Sistro. There's Thomas on the wing. Thomas wanted to hand it away, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hoyt. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hoyt got the interception. Gets the driving layup. He's now got 14 points in the ball game, and now we've got Brian Cliff trying to steal the ball here in the backcourt. Stillwell ends up over the bench. Down here in the first couple of rows of the bleachers. Great effort, but he couldn't come up with the ball. 62-55 is the score. 1:58 to play here in regulation from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Now they'll play things in. Thomas is going to be fouled again. Stillwell picks up the foul. That's going to be his second foul. Now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And we're going to have some free throws. Reggie Thomas will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Thomas with 22 in the ball game here tonight. He is 7 out of 8 now from the free throw line. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. He'll get one more. Thomas had 24 on Saturday against Concordia. Now we got 23 in the ball game here. Next one is up there is good, so he matches his performance against the Bulldogs. 64-55 Hastings matches their biggest lead of the ball game now at 9 points. VC down the lane to Stillwell, drives it from the corner. Shot is up there, no good, and a foul is called. Foul here is going to go on Hastings. Phil Sistro. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to send Matthew Stillwell to the free throw line here for Briarcliff. He's averaging 13.4 per ball game. He's got 7 points here in this one. 64-55 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Now they mop up underneath the basket here. Bronco basketball for you tonight on ESPN Radio, 1550 AM, 92.7 FM, online, newschannelnebraska.com. Also online with your Hastings College streaming services here tonight. So wherever you are, hope you're enjoying your Thursday. Stillwell will go to the free throw line for Briarcliff. First shot is up there. It's going to be good. He is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. The Hastings lead is now 8 points at 64-56. Matthew Stillwell, his next shot, good. Now Briarcliff wants to burn another timeout here. Briarcliff will burn a timeout. 1:48 to play in the game. Hastings 64, Briarcliff 57. Hastings College leading here in men's college basketball, 64-57 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Hastings trailed at halftime 31-29. Kingston with the ball here in backcourt to Reggie Thomas to Corrigan. Pressure by the Chargers back here. Corrigan brings it across the 10-second line, loses the ball, but is picked up by Sistro. Sistro now to Reggie Thomas. He's picked up there by Quinn Vesey. Thomas with the ball. Lobs it here. That's a Tyreek McMurrin. Hands it away. That's going to be Kingston. His shot from the right side of the lane is going to be short. No good. Stillwell with a rebound. Stillwell gives the ball away. Here we go. Connor Groves has got it. Groves back out on top. That's Klein Hesselink. Now to Vesey for three. Buries it. Quinn Vesey hits a three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 64-60 is the score now. Here's a McMurrin with the ball. Minute to play here in the ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead. Tyreek McMurrin with the ball here for Hastings. 17 left on the shot clock. Here's a Reggie Thomas. Reggie out here in three-point territory. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Thomas lobs it. The ball is going to be deflected. Reggie picks her back up. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Reggie gets his rebound. And a shot clock violation. Now what do we have? A foul? Yeah, we got a foul. Wow, right at the end of the shot clock. That's going to go on the Klein Hesselink. That's going to be his third. So Reggie Thomas drove it to the hole. And he was fouled in the play. A rebounding foul there on Klein Hesselink. So Thomas will go to the line for Hastings. He's 9 of 10 from the line tonight. His shot is up there. No good. Go. 64-60 is the score. We're down to 34 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff. The Broncos looking for their 11th win of the season here. Their shot is up there. Good. Reggie Thomas now with 25 points in the ballgame here for Hastings. VC down to Groves. His long three-pointers put up there, no good. Stillwell with a rebound. Stillwell lobs it back out here in the three-point territory. Klein Hesselink off on the left side. Groves fires up another three ball. It's no good. McMurrin with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Stillwell picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. We walk to the other end of the floor now with 17 seconds to play. Hastings has got a five-point lead, 65-60 is the score. Tyreek McMurrin will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. 70% foul shooter on the season for McMurrin, and his shot is up there, no good. Tyreek has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal tonight. 65-60 is the score. Next one is up there, it's good. 66-60. Stillwell into the forecourt to Klein Hesselink. His shot for three is up there. Good. And a timeout called here. 66-63 with 12.4 seconds to play. Klein Hesselink hits a three-pointer, and we've got a timeout here. Don't go away. 12.4 seconds remaining in regulation. It's Hastings 66, Briarcliff 63. All right, 12.4 seconds to play. 66-63 is the score. Hastings College has got a lead. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Kingston gets the ball into Sistro. Sistro is going to be fouled in the play here with 10.5 seconds to go. The foul is going to go on Stillwell. That's going to be his fifth personal foul, so he is out of the game now with 10 seconds remaining. He's going to leave with 9 points. Here comes Ashton Valentine into the ball game now for McMurrin. We've got 10.5 seconds to go. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sistro. Hastings with a three-point lead here. 66-63. Shot is up there. No good by Sistro. All right, so now we got another free throw coming up here from Phil Sistro. With 10.5 seconds to play, shot is up there. He misses that one. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff down the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on to Corrigan. Grady Corrigan picks up the foul. 7.6 seconds to play now. It's a 66-63 lead for the Broncos. Going to the line is going to be Klein Hesselink. The Broncos didn't want him to try one of those three-pointers. Klein Hesselink's free throw is up there and in. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. 66-64 is the score now. Hastings with a 2-point lead with 7.6 seconds remaining. Jaden Klein Hesselink will have another free throw here for the Chargers. The shot is up there. It's good. 1-point ball game, 66-65. Broncos will inbound the ball as they get it in, and we got a foul called. Corrigan will go to the free throw line. Personal foul going to be whistled on Nick Hoyt. So it's 66-65 now with 6.9 seconds to play. Corrigan will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Corrigan has got 2 points in the ball game so far. He's a 57% foul shooter in the season. He hits that one. Hastings now leading by 2 points at 67-65. Corrigan will have one more. Nobody else in a white uniform around the lane here. Corrigan's next shot is up there. That one circles the rim. It's going to be no good. 2-point ball game. Here comes Groves. His shot for three is up there. No good. Beasy had the rebound. He lost it, and that's the ball game. So they get a three-pointer up there that would not go. And the Broncos survive here tonight. They win it over Briarcliff. Final score 67-65. Broncos improved to 11-2 on the season, now 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff 6-6 on the season, now 2-5 in conference play. We'll come back and check the final totals after this. So the Broncos win this one 67-65. We'll get you some final numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings ended up shooting 47% for the ball game tonight, 25 out of 53. The Broncos were 5 out of 16 on three-pointers for 31%. And we were 12 out of 18 from the free throw line, 66%. Briarcliff, they were 20 out of 51 from the field, 39%. They were 10 out of 27 on three-pointers for 37%. 15 out of 18 from the free throw line for 83%. Hastings out-rebounding Briarcliff, 36-28. The Broncos had 8 offensive rebounds, 28 on defense. Briarcliff had 5 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. 6 turnovers for Briar Cliff, 9 turnovers for Hastings. Reggie Thomas, 25 points for the Broncos. Danilo Matovic had 19. The other scorers, you had Phil Sistro score 9 tonight. Evan Kingston had 8. 3 for Grady Corrigan and 3 for Tyreek McMurrin. Leading the way for the Chargers tonight was Nick Hoyt. He had 14. Jaden Klein-Hessel-Link had 13 points, and Quinn Vesey had 11. So the Broncos win it. Final score 67-65. Stick around. Bronco postgame is coming up. All right, the Hastings College men's basketball team, they improved to 11 wins and 2 losses. They beat Briar Cliff tonight by a score of 67-65. This is the player of the game on ESPN Radio. Yeah, I know Reggie Thomas led things here tonight with 25 points, but I'll tell you what, Danilo Matovic. Matovic scores 19 points in the basketball game tonight. Just misses a double-double as he pulled down 8 rebounds. Matovic played 24 minutes tonight. He was 9 out of 13 from the field, even hit a 3-pointer. Did not get to the free throw line, but he pulls down 8 rebounds, 1 on offense and 7 on defense. As Danilo Matovic scores a season-high 19 points in the basketball game here tonight. Danilo Matovic is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. All right, the Broncos winner here tonight in men's play 67-65. Hastings will play a couple of non-conference games during the holiday break here. This is the final conference game of the season until we get into 2023. We've got Dorton. We've got Northwestern, the opening weekend in 2023. But the Broncos won't play another conference game until then. They've got a couple of non-conference affairs at Iowa Wesleyan and Presentation College during the holidays. And the Hastings College women, they will journey and play a couple of games down in Arizona between Christmas and the New Year's break. So we get to the conclusion of the first part of the conference season. Hastings sitting in good shape. The Bronco men sitting at 11-2 on the season, now 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball. High school basketball coming your way tomorrow night over on 1230 AM and 104.1 FM. We'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton tomorrow night. Girls game will start at 6 with the boys at 7:30 on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon on 1230 AM and 104.1 FM KHAS. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, again, the Hastings College men winning the second ball game 67-65 over Briar Cliff. The Chargers win the women's ball game 83-71.